VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. The U.S.-led coalition fighting the Islamic State terrorist group says it has targeted a second mosque in eastern Syria. It's happened in twice in less than a week. It says the normally protected from attack religious building was used as an insurgent command and control center. Strike on Monday killed Islamic State fighters who the coalition says were actively firing on coalition partner forces from the mosque, which is located in Azouza near the border with Iraq. The mosque targeted Monday was 2.5 kilometers away from a mosque that was struck last week. NATO says one of its service members has been killed and two others wounded in an attack in Herat province. The organization said initial reports indicate the attack was committed by a member of the Afghan security forces. The Taliban claimed the attacker was one of its members who had infiltrated the ranks of the security forces. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan is promising to reveal details about the case of Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi in a speech to Parliament on Tuesday. Saudi Arabian officials say the country's de facto ruler, Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman, spoke Monday by telephone to Khashoggi's son, expressing his condolences for his father's killing. Associated Press correspondent Chris Torchia now.
Khashoggi's fiancée has been placed under police protection, according to Turkish authorities. She was actually at the consulate on the day that Khashoggi disappeared. She did go with him, but she stayed outside. And otherwise, her social media presence has died off a little bit. She's keeping a pretty low profile right now.
Saudi Arabia now admits Khashoggi was killed inside its consulate in Istanbul. It calls the killing a, quote, huge and grave mistake, and is promising that those responsible for it will be held accountable. This is VOA News.